You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hello, everybody. This is a special edition of our podcast, opening day preview, and I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, here with Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers for MLB.com. And Ken, as we look to open the season, the Dodgers seem to be in relatively good shape, but let's just touch on a couple of the different areas as we approach opening day. Let's talk about how the rotation sets up. That's obviously going to be kind of in the spotlight just because there's been some injury issues for the rotation. So how did that shake out after the spring?
Well, except for the injury to Hyun-Jin Ryu, it's exactly the way they hoped it would be. It's Kershaw, Greinke, McCarthy, and Anderson. And they'll need a fifth starter twice, and we don't know who that'll be, at least for the month of April, with Ryu out. But they feel pretty good about the four that they have.
That's interesting because the back end of the rotation, I mean, everyone was saying, wow, if these guys can stay healthy, it was over and over again. They have to be happy with how those guys performed throughout the spring and just keeping intact and really solidifying the back end of that rotation.
Well, yeah, but again, they haven't played a game yet, a game that matters. So, you know, they still have to hold their breath every time those guys go out there. But I guess, you know, you could say that they're happy that at least they didn't break down in spring training, which is more than they can say for Ryu. So at least these guys proved to be more durable than Ryu. But, again, they haven't played one game that counts yet, so it's still a little early to be celebrating, and they're not. You know, they're just hoping that everybody gets to opening day and stays healthy and that they're able to patch things up with Ryu out for as long as that's going to be.
Now, with the bullpen, and the bullpen was a source of maybe consternation among the fan base toward the end of last year, and there have been some issues that crept up during spring training. So with the closer situation, what's going on with that, and just how do you see the bullpen as a whole?
No, they don't have a closer and won't until May. And that's assuming that Kenley Jansen is foot healed and he's healthy. So they don't have a closer right now. It's by committee. You know, maybe somebody steps up and wins the job. If not, it'll be a lot of matchups and probably a lot of disappointment in the ninth inning. You know, they don't have proven closers lined up. They kind of stacked the roster with middle relief type. They kind of went closer types a year or two ago, and they all of those closers that they got really let them down and weren't closer worthy. So they tried a different strategy this year and filled in with a bunch of setup guys, and now one of those setup guys, or maybe more than one, is going to have to be a closer. It's going to be by committee. It'll be by matchup. And, again, they'll just have to keep their fingers crossed that they can lock games up until Kenley Jansen is healthy.
So looking at the opening week schedule, they're at home for three. That's where they open with the Padres. Then they go on the road for three with Arizona. All but three games all April are all against the NL West, with the Seattle Mariners being the one team that's not in their division. So, of course, every team plays most teams in their division in April. But what are some of the – are there questions that were answered during spring training as we move into the regular season? Was there something like the infield? I mean, it looks so different now. And, you know, how did that come together? Were there things that that we thought were going to happen at the beginning of spring training that actually did toward the end?
Well, let's see. The infield was pretty well established with veterans, and so there wasn't much mystery there, even though they had acquired two of them. You know, the one rookie that they were really giving a try was Jock Peterson, who had a great spring. Probably did everything he could to win a job in center field. They've improved their bench, and they made some trades to get some players like Kike Hernandez, who is vying for a roster spot. It's a veteran team for the most part, you know, the rotation was all veteran. A lot of the bullpen is veteran. So they've got some young guys knocking on the door, but right now, they're trying to win a World Series, and so they've tried to go with experience.
Well, it should be an interesting division to watch, as always. So thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Enjoy opening day, and we'll talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.